So, I'm about to say something that it's going to be complicated. It may be a challenge to comprehend. This is something to comprehend on not just a physical, tangible level of understanding, but a spiritual level of understanding. Anyways, before we get into that, welcome back to Southern Queens Podcast, the Southern Queens Podcast. I'm your host, Danette Everett, and welcome. It's about having joy within yourself before anything else. I was just sitting here thinking like, oh my goodness, I have to do this, I need to do this, and I need to do this, and so that I can generate the income that I see myself having, so that I can create the life that I desire, that will make me happy. That's the way that I'm thinking, right? But I forgot that joy comes from within. So it's like, if you don't have that right now, what makes you think when you get all the things that you desire, that you're wanting, that you'll have it then? Because when you get there, it may end up being the same thing at some point. Like, okay, I want to do this now, or I want to achieve this, or I want to make this much, and I'm not happy until I get there. No. You have to find happiness, joy within yourself first. No matter what condition you are in, no matter where you are at, no matter how you look. And I say looks because not downing any cosmetic surgery or anything like that, you know, the things that we do to create the looks that we want to create. And it's like, hey, you know, I'm going through the same thing that anyone else is going through when it comes to self-esteem and creating the image I want to look like. But then I realized it's about what's on the inside first. Because yes, you may look the role, and that's important too, showing up looking the part. But if you can't hold the part down, then what does the looks have to offer other than a temporary satisfaction to the eyes? It's about what's going on the inside. So strength and joy, those are two things that I just touched on. Those are things that must come from the inside. Because you can look the part all day, but if you can't play it, then you ain't got no game. Right? So I took time to sit down and just give thanks and gratitude for the things that I do have now. And I mean things that I have within myself, within my soul, not the physical things that I have. Right? I have me. I have me, and that's enough. You have to know that you are enough. And I think how we get to that point is realizing, like, I am this, I am that, I am love, I am abundance. It starts with you first. because everything on the outside is going to be a reflection of you. It's a reflection of you, how you're feeling. You know, if you're not feeling well, or if you're having a grumpy day, that's how your reality is going to look. So, take some time to show gratitude for what you do have and who you are right now, and just embracing all of you, everything about you. You know, I used to be concerned. I got in this frame of mind. I'm like, oh, my body, my clothes, I need to get this together. Because I went through a point in time where I threw all of my old clothes out, all of my old shoes out, because you know how we women are, and men, but women, when we become something new, you know, we change everything. It's like seasons. We change like seasons, you know. So with seasons coming, the leaves fall. That means what? If the leaves fall, that means we're getting rid of something, shedding for a new us, a new season, right? And so that's how I ended up throwing all of my things out. Because I saw this new image of me, this new version of me. I don't want to say new, but an upgraded version of me. And so I'm like, my clothes gotta match. I gotta look fire. I gotta look this, da 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 da. And while I'm in the midst of working for these things, I'm like, but wait, how do you feel on the inside? Because the more you feel it on the inside, the more you'll carry it on the outside, whether you have the clothes on or not, whether you have the body or not. It has to be on the inside first before it comes on the outside. Hello. Can I get a hello there? Yo, I am hungry. I gotta get some food. I don't know if y'all just heard my stomach growl, but it was a loud as I don't know what. Okay. But it has to be there. It has to be your happiness, your satisfaction with how you look. All of that comes from the inside first. Let it shine from the inside. So yeah, I realized that I'm like working for all the aesthetics. Not that that's the only thing that I care about. I'm so busy working to create this life. And it's like, but you already have life. Live it as it is. Enjoy it. Appreciate it right now. Not just thinking about, oh, when I'm able to take vacations, that's when I'll enjoy life. Or, oh, when I'm able to pay all my bills on time and ahead of time, that's when I'll be all right. Oh, well, I'll be able to go, when I'm able to go shopping and not have to worry about a budget, that's when I'll be all right. No, you're good right now. You're joyous right now because you woke up this morning to even begin to think about completing any of those tasks. You woke up. That's a celebration right there. So I had to calm down for a minute and just regroup, get myself together, get my thoughts together. I feel like this is going to touch somebody. Somebody is going to be able to resonate with what I'm saying. The message is to slow down. Slow down. Slow down. What are you rushing for? What are you rushing for? Success is not the journey. Success is within the journey. It's all up and through there, depending on how you decide to count your blessings. Six months from now, you're going to be somewhere that you never even thought that you would be. It didn't even run across your mind. In 6 months, you just stay focused, continue to work, and enjoy life at the same time. Enjoy life. Okay? Enjoy life. Enjoy life. All right, I'm about to log on out of here because I got stuff I gotta do. I have things I have to. Uh-oh. Look at there. That's my timer going off. So, went off right on time. I want everyone to have a good rest of the week. Productive week, positive thinking, abundance, and love flowing from your hearts, your minds, your souls. Be what you want in life already. If you want love, then be love. If you want peace, then be peace. If you want abundance, then be abundant. Ashe. Peace, love, and light. I'm out. Make sure y'all go and subscribe to Instagram and YouTube. All right? Peace, love, and light.